he's got a chance to be a very high draft pick.
He's as quick as any big corner I've seen. This is the most talented corner in the entire draft.
Going on. I think what it does is at this point in time, each player's got a folder, you know, a case study, and there's still questions to be answered, and this is a good place to get them answered. And not all players have the same questions to be answered, but whether it's an interview, a physical, you know, certain drill, catching the ball, running a 40, you know, they're going to be, you know, they're going to start filling up some of those questions this week. You know, case by case, let's just say there was a certain wide receiver who may had a really good year in 11. Last year, maybe he dropped a few more balls than you were expecting him to. Hey, how does he do out there in front of a lot of important people? You know, so that pressure situation means, okay, good, he has the ball skills, I thought. Could be a guy where you're debating how fast he really is. 40 will mean something. With offensive linemen, it may be his ability to change directions. That's a key to life as an offensive lineman. You know, teams win. Individuals make up teams. Talented individuals, you know, help you win, you know, more than you lose, for sure. But I think each player, like you said, is case by case. Weapons come in all shapes and sizes. Some taller, bigger, smaller, faster than others. But I think when you go, God, mom, and dad gave you a certain level of physical ability, so there's going to be the intangibles now that take that physical ability and actually consistently produce fruit.